Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Max Torres. Max is a publisher for Sports Illustrated's Ducks Digest. Ducks Digest specializes in covering the Pac-12's Oregon Ducks, and he is also a recruiting analyst for SI All-American. We discuss the Oregon win over the Washington Huskies. Also, we talk Oregon quarterback Anthony Brown, also Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal, and so much more. Max is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Hi, I'm Randy and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to L'Auberge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Black Friday's here at JCPenney, and so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family, up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DCP.com for details.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to L'Auberge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Black Friday's here at JCPenney. And so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DDP.com for details. Black Friday's here at JCPenney, and so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DDP.com for details.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBaire's Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Ever wish for fuller lips? With Juvederm lip fillers, a licensed specialist can help you get the customized look you've been wanting. Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC can give your lips that boost of volume you've been wanting. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBaire's Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ever wish for fuller lips? With Juvederm lip fillers, a licensed specialist can help you get the customized look you've been wanting. Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC can give your lips that boost of volume you've been wanting. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
4Ocean is diving to new depths to clean the ocean and protect our coral reefs. Our mission? Help recover more than 2 million tires that have been damaging crucial marine habitats since the 1970s. The Osborne Reef Bracelet is made with actual pieces of the tires that our crews are recovering. Order yours today and help fund this historic cleanup operation at 4ocean.com.
Looking to pull a little play action. Taking a shot up top into traffic and picked off. Jordan Happel made the interception right there on the sidelines. He's had an uneven beginning to this football game, even though he hasn't gotten a lot of help. Got some here from one of his friends. That's Jalen Red with the first down, and Oregon up at the line of scrimmage going quickly. So one of his skills coaches, Quincy Avery, and they helped him shut out all the outside noise and the criticism. Here's Ty on the run. Nice cutback and picked up the first down. Brown on the RPO. Throws it. Got a lane wide open. Touchdown, Ducks. Williams with the catch.
Yeah, we just got Anthony Brown stretching the field here, and we got the wide receiver running just a little bit of a double move at the top. So when you can stretch the field as a quarterback, it draws everybody to you. And it's this guy right here. He's got his eyes in the backfield. He sees Anthony Brown, and he lets Devin Williams go and get right behind him. And when you talk about that, just look at his eyes. He goes one, two. Oh, no, I got my guy wide open, and he just delivers a dime.
They hand it off. Gashing hole up the middle. And Dye off to the races. Tackled inside the five. First and goal. Gordon saved a touchdown for the Huskies. Johnson in motion to the top of your screen. Brown with a great move. Hit him with the sauce for the touchdown. he shook Chinua Ukwue, who never even got a hand on it. Second down and 7 for the Ducks. From the Washington 19, Brown on the RPO hands it off to Dye. Dye cuts it north-south. Touchdown, Oregon!
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ABC and ESPN. And, of course, that was the Oregon Ducks handling their business, beating the Washington Huskies 26-16 at Alaska Airlines Field in Seattle, Washington on November the 6th of 2021. To talk more about this game, also about Oregon's quarterback, Anthony Brown, also Oregon's head coach, Mario Cristobal, and other things, including Oregon's current ranking in the college football playoff top 10. We want to welcome to the program the publisher of Sports Illustrated's Ducks Digest, which is dedicated to covering the Oregon Ducks, and also a recruiting analyst for SI All-American. That's Max Torres. Hey, Max, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Ed? Great to be here.
Oh, it's going well, sir. Thank you. You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. What were your takeaways from Oregon's win against Washington?
Yeah, I think when I'm looking at takeaways, I think the biggest thing I would look at is just the overall dominance of the Ducks in this one, right? You know, you look at the box score 26-16, and it doesn't quite tell the same story, but for a game that started so poorly offensively for the Ducks, Anthony Brown throwing an interception, and you know, you're in enemy territory, had the air horn going, whatever it's called, the siren. And, you know, it was just really good to see how this team responded and dominated in the trenches on both sides of the ball. You talk about Ryan Watt going down, the Ducks offensive line still being able to you know, shoulder on through that adversity, and just the limiting the Washington Huskies to only 156 yards of offense, and just Travis Dye running all over the Huskies. It was just really a dominant showing you know, after they got that fourth down stop early in the first half. They just never turned back. You talk about that Devin Williams touchdown that played just before we started here. Really, after they got that, they just never looked back, and it was just a really, really good showing from Oregon in the rain and winning the big rivalry game.
Yeah, indeed, it was a sloppy game, but Oregon definitely handled their business, like you said, enemy territory in Seattle. I want to stay more with this game for a moment. I want to talk about quarterback Anthony Brown. Anthony Brown. And Anthony has really stepped up his game for much of this season. And just give me your thoughts on Anthony and his play in this game and how he's played overall this year.
Sure. Yeah, started in this Washington game. I think it was it was an okay showing, right? You look at kind of the setting for this game. Obviously, in a rainy game, you're not really going to see a team passing a whole lot unless they absolutely need to. And this game was definitely dominated on the ground, and that's what was working. I think I heard the other day they only ran 2 passing plays in the entire second half, so we kind of knew what was happening. With them having as much success as they did in the ground attack. But credit to Brown for bouncing back after that interception. I think what's been a little bit hard when evaluating him this year is I think he's been solid overall. You know, a lot of people want to see him push the ball downfield more. And what's been hard with him is I feel like his turnovers or his mistakes have just been really, really, you know, come at really bad times, you know, they just look really bad, you know what I mean? You know, that Washington interception was really similar to that Stanford interception that we saw, where it's just like, you know, you're watching on TV, you know, we're not on the field, you know, how do you not see that guy? So some of the mistakes, I think, have the situations that they've come in have made it easier to criticize him, but I think that he's really turned his game around, you know, throughout the season, and he's hitting stride with some of these wide receiving options that he has. You talk about Devin Williams, how they're really on the same page. Mike Pittman has emerged as well. And, you know, he gets it done a lot on the ground as well. You know, he had a touchdown on the ground in that Washington game, and you even saw him, you know, sticking his nose out there for Dye blocking on a couple plays. So I feel like his reads in the run game have improved since that Stanford game where he had that, that mishap fourth and goal, and where he should have pitched it to CJ Verdell. So I think he's a lot more comfortable in that regard. He looks confident in the pocket. Would like to see him continue to push the ball down the field, especially as we look at, you know, the the teams that they're playing down the line here. And, you know, if they do get into the playoffs, that they're going to have to do more than just run the ball. And having a downfield passing attack is really going to be crucial.
All right, well, let's go to the next thing, and that's the running game for Oregon. Travis Dye rushed for over 200 yards in this in the win against Washington. But you mentioned the other running back, C.J. Verdell. We saw C.J. in the first half of the year, but now Travis has picked up the slack for Oregon. Just give me your thoughts on Travis and his performance against Washington, and also just kind of give us the situation with Travis and C.J.
Definitely. Yeah, Travis Dye has been a remarkable player for Oregon this year. And he's been solid ever since he got to Eugene, right? You know, we're just seeing it now more because he's the focal point of the offense now that C.J. Verdell is down for the year. You know, definitely sucks to see that happen to any player. But, you know, with C.J., with how long he's been at Oregon and how everything looked like it was really, you know, fitting in and coming at the right time for him. He was having a really good game. He had that dominant game in Columbus against Ohio State when I was out there. Just really, really looked comfortable. But Travis Dye has done everything this team's asked for him. I believe he's leading the team in rushing yards and receptions, which just shows you how versatile he is and how much they rely on him. You know, talking about last game, almost 30 carries for a career high, I believe it was, 211 rushing yards. Team ran for over 300 yards on the ground. Tells you pretty much all you need to know about the offense in this one. But, yeah, Travis has just been great, and he's proven that he can handle a really heavy workload. You know, some people, I'm not going to say all the Oregon fans, but understandably, like, some people were a little bit questioning of, you know, how would he do with this much of a substantial workload after Verdell went down with a season-ending injury. So he's just been incredible. He's been able to run through the tackles. He's been a physical guy as well when he's been in those situations. And it just it's allowed this Oregon offense to not miss a beat, especially for a team that is predicated on the run.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like, man, Travis just went off in this in the game against Washington. So Travis definitely picking up the slack in the absence of C.J. being hurt. Now, I want to get into now head coach Mario Cristobal. This is actually his fourth year as the full-time head coach of the University of Oregon. In 2018, the Ducks went 9-4, and they won the Red Box Bowl. And then in 2019, they went 12-2, and they won the Rose Bowl. And, of course, in the COVID year, the pandemic year last year, they would lose in the Fiesta Bowl with a record of 4-3. So far, so good. They're 8-1 this year. Just give me your thoughts on Mario and his performance this year.
Yeah, Mario's been a tremendous coach for the Ducks, you know, during his time here. Kind of got started at a weird time with everything that happened with Willie Taggart's departure. I think that left a sour taste in a lot of fans' mouths. But if you look back, Ed, to when he started, you know, taking control of the program, I think it says a lot about how the players had, you know, written in and voiced that was their vote for the head coach. You know, a program like Oregon, you can get a coach from almost anywhere in the country. You know, there's only a handful of programs that, you know, could maybe, you know, assert themselves over Oregon. You look at some of those big name SEC programs, like, and you look at maybe say a Notre Dame or an Ohio State, just with a lot of history. But ever since Cristobal has gotten here, he's really transformed the program, really implemented his culture, getting guys that fit into, you know, what he wants with this program. You know, we talk to these guys. I talk to these players every week, and they're all really good guys, you know, very focused. You know, talk about the one and zero mentality. I feel like we hear that 50 times a week. But I think it just speaks to how Cristobal has really left his mark on this program. You know, he's very mindful, I feel like, of how well they're doing, but there's always room for improvement, and he's not going to let his team get caught up on all the noise around the program, given how successful they are. Especially coming off that Ohio State win. I think that really set the tone for this team for this season and just showed them that, hey, we're really capable of good things. And really, Ed, what I really take away from this season, and especially that big win in Columbus, is it was just a glimpse that his vision for this Ducks program is really coming together.
All right. Well, I want to stay just with head coaches for a moment and visions. And we know that there was a big head coaching switch. There was a press conference not too long ago where at LSU, Scott Woodward made it official, their athletic director, that in a press conference, him and Ed Orgeron are going to have a mutual parting, and Orgeron will be gone at the end of the year. And there have been several names that have been mentioned for the LSU head coaching position in Baton Rouge. There's been Mel Tucker. There's also been Lane Kiffin has been mentioned. Also, you can put I believe there's a Dan Mullen has also been mentioned. There's Eric Bieniemy's name has been mentioned, and Mario Cristobal has also been mentioned as well. Do you think has Mario shown any interest in maybe heading to Baton Rouge, or does he? Do you see him staying in Eugene for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, well, the thing with Mario and coaching rumors, it can get asked in these press conferences, but generally he'll deflect from those questions and just tell us that he's really focused on the task at hand, focused on this team and what's happening in the here and now. So I haven't heard anything as far as, any substantial, link or interest with him at LSU. When you're asking if I think that I could see him ending up at a place like that, I mean, for LSU, I would say right now, if I had to give my piece, I'd say I don't think he's going to end up out there. With how crazy the coaching carousel has been this season and all the turnover that we've seen, it's been crazy to see all these schools that get linked to Cristobal, or his name gets floated around in rumors and reports. But I think when you're looking at destinations for Cristobal, it really only comes down to two places that a lot of people focus on, with Alabama, where he had his last stop before coming to Oregon, working under Nick Saban and the offensive line there, and then Miami, his alma mater, which things for a long time hadn't been looking too great with Manny Diaz and the Hurricanes, but they've turned things around of late, and I think they've gotten their last two wins over ranked opponents. So who knows what's going to happen with regard to Manny Diaz and the Hurricanes. So I just think, Ed, when I'm looking at Cristobal and him maybe getting these offers, if they do end up coming through from other schools, it's just things are just humming at such a high level with Oregon right now. And a lot of people have been critical of the program just because, we talked earlier about Anthony Brown. The offense may not be as flashy as people wanted to, given how they're recruiting at such a high level, bringing in some really high-level receivers. So naturally the fan base is going to want to see, more explosive offense with regard to the passing attack. But at the end of the day, he's getting these wins, and that's really what matters. The Ducks are heading down the main stretch of their schedule here with some really big games, really tough games as well. And they're in the driver's seat to win the Pac-12 and maybe earn their first playoff appearance in the Cristobal era. So things are going well, and I really, if I'm him, I don't see any reason to leave unless maybe those two schools come calling. And even then, I don't think it would necessarily be a sure thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying that goes, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And right now, Mario's got a good thing going on in Eugene right now with the Oregon Ducks. So definitely, he's the coaching carousel. As we get later on in the year, there's so many changes in the coaching position. So Mario right now is the head coach at the Ducks, and definitely a good situation he's got right now in Eugene. And speaking of a great situation, the current ranking in the College Football Playoff top 10 is that the Oregon Ducks are currently number 3 in the College Football Playoff ranking. Of course, the Georgia Bulldogs are number 1. The Alabama Crimson Tide are at number 2. Oregon comes in at number 3, and Ohio State University comes in at number 4. Max, I want to ask you, are you happy with Oregon's placing as being a 3rd in the College Football Playoff ranking?
I'd say I'm happy with it. Yeah, definitely. When you look at their body of work, I think it's definitely deserving of a spot in the top 4. It's showing that it was worthwhile for them to schedule like they have. When you look at Fresno State and Ohio State, Fresno State's not in the most recent edition of the rankings, but when they first came out, they did have a spot in the top 25, so that's 2 quality wins. And I mean, with how big that Ohio State win, it almost felt like it was worth 2 spots, right? For a team that hadn't been beaten at home, and I believe it was 2 years, possibly more, it'd have been a long time. So that really speaks to the potential of this program. And then that Stanford loss, obviously it was ugly. I was at that game in Palo Alto on the field watching that thing kind of unravel, but there was a lot of things that were working against the Ducks, that were kind of at play here, not necessarily to say excuses, but I think it's factors that are worth mentioning here. You talk about Joe Moorhead not being available, Verdell going down with that season-ending injury. And just, I think how they, you got to look at how they've played since that loss, right? You know, they've really improved a lot. I think they've gotten some really good wins. You talk about going to UCLA. That was an absolute battle. And I think that they're just as a team, I feel like they're really coming together here. And, you know, that they've shown that if, you know, they're put in positions for big games, that they can get it done. So obviously the rankings are what they are. And I just kind of feel like I'm echoing the sentiment of what we're hearing from the coaches and the players. They're, you know, rankings are cool and all, but there's still so much left to be done here. You know, they have three really big games left to play, four if they make the Pac-12 championship. And all of those playoff aspirations could go out the door if you lose a step and drop one.
All right, fair enough. And again, he's Max Torres. He is the publisher for SI Now's Ducks Digest, covering the Oregon Ducks, and also a recruiting analyst for SI All-America. So, Max, just tell everybody in general what you do as covering the Ducks for Ducks Digest.
Yeah, man, that's it's kind of a loaded question. You know, obviously I'm running the site, being the publisher of Ducks Digest, but I do a little bit of everything. You know, I go to these press conferences with the players and the coaches every week, write up stories on that, you know, work with some video, do stuff like run our Twitter and Instagram. I make YouTube videos about the team, you know, about recruiting as well. I'm going to a game actually tonight out in Portland to cover a four-star wide receiver target for the Ducks, Darius Clemens. So go out and see these guys in action when I can, you know, travel around the country as well. Do interviews. I got a podcast, the Ducks Dish podcast. So it's really a bit of everything, man. And you know, managing it, I have a really, really good team of writers that I'm super fortunate to have. So it's a, you know, pedal to the metal kind of deal, but I'm incredibly grateful to be in this spot.
Awesome. And then also you're a recruiting analyst for SI All-American. So just tell everybody a little bit what you do in that position.
Yeah, that's a real fun position, you know, kind of to talk about what I've been doing there. I got my first little taste of that when I went to the opening in the Elite 11 recruiting camps out in the Los Angeles area this past summer. You know, for those that don't know, the Elite 11 is basically the best of the best. You have all the top quarterbacks in the country come in to one spot to compete against each other, and then the opening is an invite-only recruiting camp of the best talent in the country. So you see them kind of going together, going against each other in some 7-on-7 settings. And I'd say my biggest experience so far really was SI All-American. I went out to Texas. I guess it was kind of SI All-American and Ducks Digest, but I went out to Dallas, Texas, and covered the DeSoto Eagles, one of the top programs in Texas, and got to, you know, interview some recruits out there, get to know the coaching staff, cover their the Battle of the Beltline rivalry game against Cedar Hill, which is one of the, you know, biggest rivalries in the state. So getting to travel along and, you know, like I've said, you know, see these guys in action, talk to them, tell their story, do these interviews and get a little bit of work behind the camera lens as well. So it's been a blast.
Awesome. You're definitely a busy man. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as they can find Ducks Digest, also SI All-American, and any websites that you have. Just let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that opportunity. So starting with myself, you can find me on Twitter at mtorressports. You got a picture of me and my bucket hat and that one on the scene at the opening in late 11. And you can find me on YouTube and subscribe to my channel at Oregon Football Max Torres, trying to get almost daily videos up on there. And then as far as the rest of my platforms here, you can find Ducks Digest on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Ducks Digest, all the same username there. And then SI All-American, you can find them on Twitter at SI All-American, and then SI.com/college/recruiting. So those are kind of all the plugs for the social media channels that I'm kind of connected to in one way or another.
Awesome. And before I let you go, there's a lot of special college towns out in America. There's Columbus, Ohio. There's Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There's Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You can also put East Lansing, Michigan in the mix, as well as State College, Pennsylvania, also Ann Arbor, Michigan. But in your opinion, Max, what makes Eugene, Oregon such a special place when it comes to college football?
Oh, I love that question. I mean, I'd say just you have a lot of different, you know, things that could go into that. You have just the fact that Eugene is a college town. So everywhere you go in Eugene, you'll see, you know, some Oregon flags or, you know, banners or some kind of memorabilia. You know, just the town is so invested in the college, and it's really cool to see. And I feel like the traditions that you see for Oregon Game Day are so unique. You talk about walking across the footbridge that all the fans, you know, that's kind of their route to Autzen on game day. The tailgating atmosphere is great. The duck, my favorite tradition is the duck riding out on the motorcycle to start the home games. And then you have the third quarter tradition for shout. It's just, it's such a unique place. And I feel like it's really hard to beat Eugene on a fall Saturday, you know, maybe a little misty in the morning. And then things clear up a little bit, and you know, you're looking at some great game day weather. And it's just such a unique place. And the fact that you have Big Ten athletics and what kind of feels like a hole-in-the-wall town in Western Oregon is real cool. So, you know, it's Tracktown USA, Nike University, if you want to call it that. It's just super, super cool to be here.
I want to stay just with the city of Eugene for a moment. You, of course, the University of Oregon is in the Pac-12, and those cities that I mentioned earlier, you know, like the other Power Four conferences, like the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC, the majority of those schools are in small college towns, but the Pac-12, they're in the majority of the schools in the Pac-12 are nestled in kind of like bigger cities or medium-sized cities. Of course, you have Eugene, and then there's the rival Oregon State is in Corvallis, and then you have Washington State, which is in Pullman, and then but you've got University of Arizona's in Tucson, Arizona State is in Tempe, and then you've got the California schools, which are Cal is in Berkeley, UCLA and USC are in LA. You've got also Colorado. University of Colorado is in Boulder. Stanford, as you mentioned earlier, is in Stanford, which is near Palo Alto in the San Francisco area. So, and then Washington State is in Pullman, and then the University of Washington is in Seattle. How does Eugene rank in a lot of those Pac-12 cities? Is it like in the top five or in the top 10? How does it rank against like the LA and Stanford and also with Salt Lake City, where the University of Utah is located?
Yeah, I mean, well, just to clarify, like rank as in like college talent, like college environments, or what kind of criteria are you looking for?
Criteria just in terms of both like college environment as well as everyday living.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'd say it ranks in, you know, the upper half, I guess. I mean, I live in Eugene, so obviously I'm a little bit biased, but I grew up in the Bay Area. I've been to games at almost all the Pac-12 schools. I'm still working on getting out to Colorado, Utah, and the Arizona schools, but I think I hit all the other ones, you know, up along the West Coast. So I'd say that, you know, Eugene's up there, man. It's a really relaxed place. You know, you don't have the hustle and bustle of a lot of these major cities like you do in LA. You know, you get some cool rain if you like the rain. I mean, some people don't care for the rain too much and they prefer some sun, but it's just a really unique spot that gives you a little bit of everything. And then you're not too far from Portland in a major city. A bunch of fans come from there. But, you know, Pullman is kind of like Eugene, I feel like. They kind of have that small town vibe. But Stanford's really cool. I grew up going to those games because I'm from the Bay Area. And then, you know, getting to experience UCLA at the Rose Bowl, you know, that was a super unique time as well. So, I mean, I hope I've answered your question. I just say it's you know, its own little spot. But, you know, each of those towns has, you know, what makes them special, which is, I feel like, ultimately what makes college football, in my opinion, more interesting than the NFL, because you see that culture at every different place, and you get to experience, you know, what that town has to offer with food and just the people and the environment. So it's so much fun to be able to travel around to these cities and go to these games and see what makes each place special.
You did answer my question, and thank you so much for that. And you mentioned about the Prefontaine Classic. I've been a track and field fan for such a long time. And I just got to ask you, you know, Oregon is known as as you mentioned, is known as Tracktown USA. So just tell everybody, for those that have never watched or just have never experienced the Prefontaine Classic, like what's it like, and do you kind of – put it on the same level as an Oregon football game?
Yeah, that's a cool question. I mean, to be totally honest, I haven't covered any track for my site. That's an area I'm hoping to expand to a little bit, but I can kind of just tell you what it's like around Eugene, you know, when there's a major track event going on. You know, Hayward Field's absolutely beautiful, you know, state-of-the-art, just underwent some major renovations in the past year that I've been here. So it's really just kind of a spectacle to be around, right? You know, you're almost anywhere on campus, and you can look up and see that huge tower that they have at Hayward Field that marks it. You know, they won the national championship. I can't remember exactly what it was. It might have been the men's indoor or outdoor recently. And on that night, it was all lit up green, kind of made it look like Christmas, which was really cool. I mean, one of the major streets for the campus, for the university, I drive on it almost every morning going to get my coffee. That was all shut down, and it was just like it totally took over, you know, the immediate area around the campus, and you have fans coming in to soak it all in. You see people kind of just randomly running around on the street, kind of trying to get their warm-ups. And, it's a really cool glimpse into, you know, a sport that ultimately I feel like doesn't get enough attention. You know, it gets a lot of attention here in Eugene, sure, because it's TrackTown USA and they have such an elite program. But I've gotten to know my fair share of runners. One of my good buddies is on the team. And it's just a totally, totally different thing, different way of life, of functioning, I guess, from what we see with college football. And I think that they don't get enough attention for how hard they work and just how cool of an experience it is with track. So, I mean, that's kind of my little two cents on track and what it's like here in Eugene. I haven't gotten to experience as much of it as I'd like or as I probably should. But it's real cool, and you know they take it seriously out here in Eugene, and they're you know they're different. They come with a different energy than a lot of these major programs do, and you can see it pay off when it comes time to compete.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Max Torres. He is the publisher of SI Now's Ducks Digest. It covers anything and everything related to the Oregon Ducks, and also a recruiting analyst for SI All-American. So again, Max, one more time, where can people find you on social media as well as Ducks Digest and SI All-American? Any websites, you can plug that again as well.
Definitely, definitely. You can find me on Twitter at mtorressports. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Oregon Football Max Torres. And then you can find a majority of my Oregon content, you know, the written side of it and some videos on ducksdigest.com. That's si.com/college/Oregon. Pretty easy to remember. And then you can find SIL American on Twitter at SIL American. Their website, si.com/college/recruiting. And yeah, you know, I'm a little bit newer with the Oregon market. You know, I just started this gig in March, but I got a lot of stuff that I'm working on here that is going to hopefully just take our coverage to the next level. And I guess the last thing I'd want to plug is the Ducks Dish podcast. That's the podcast I got going on right now. Two episodes every week, preview and a breakdown for the football games. But we got basketball season and getting going here in Eugene. And then I'm trying to do some more recruiting coverage on that podcast as well. So if that's your jam, definitely check us out over there.
Awesome. He's Max Torres. Max, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, Ed. Yeah, really, really had a fun time talking to you, man. And thank you so much for thinking about me and bringing me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, man. Thanks again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Taking a cool little play action. Taking a shot up top into traffic and picked off. Jordan Happel made the interception right there on the sidelines. He's had an uneven beginning to this football game, even though he hasn't gotten a lot of help. Got some here from one of his friends. That's Jalen Red with the first down, and Oregon up at the line of scrimmage going quickly. Also, one of his skills coaches, Quincy Avery, and they helped him shut out all the outside noise and the criticism. Here's Dye on the run. Nice cutback and picked up the first down. Brown on the RPO. Throws it. Got away and wide open. Williams with the catch.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBaire's Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving
you, cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBaire's Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBaire's Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Black Friday's here at JCPenney, and so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family, up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DCP.com for details.
Black Friday's here at JCPenney, and so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family, up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney.
Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DCP.com for details.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the world's best minds, anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Learn the art of filmmaking with Spike Lee, or how to bring your creative vision to life with Issa Rae. Try songwriting with Alicia Keys and cooking with Gordon Ramsay. The possibilities are endless. With over 100 world-class instructors ready to teach you, that thing you always wanted to do is closer than you think. Get 15% off your annual membership today at masterclass.com/save. That's masterclass.com/save.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first. Made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too. All designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
When you're a small business owner, there's no such thing as 9 to 5. Days are longer, and business hours, they're anything but predictable. Especially when you have finicky clients like ours. And a staff to support them. My payroll? Well, it's complicated. With employees on different commissions, hourly wages, and then there's tips. So when I shop payroll providers for my business, it had to be easy to use and run on my schedule. Short Payroll not only met my needs, but exceeded them. Short Payroll makes running payroll a breeze. And their U.S.-based customer service department is there for me when I have questions, after hours, and even Saturdays, which leaves extra time to spend on these guys.
Visit shortpayroll.com for a 1-month free trial and find out what makes us different. Because small business is our business.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Max Torres, publisher for Sports Illustrated's Ducks Digest. Also, check him out as a recruiting analyst for SI All-American, giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Oregon Ducks and the program involving their players and their current ranking in the college football playoff top 10. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Black Friday's here at JCPenney, and so are even more new Black Friday deals this Friday through Sunday. Don new champion apparel for the family up to 40% off. Plus, find a little extra sparkle in your savings with up to 75% off fine jewelry. These deals and more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/12 through 11/14. Exclusions apply. Champion excluded from coupons. See store or DCP.com for details.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.